What's up, guys? Welcome back to Return of the Disc. This is episode 25, and I'm going to be going in depth on Rocky, the Knockout Collection, coming to 4K. But first, I want to thank you guys out there for all your responses to the unboxing of this Knockout Collection. And judging by all the comments and feedback that I received, everyone has been disappointed with the packaging. How are the actual transfers? How do they look? Well, let's get into it. Start with the first movie, Rocky. Now, I still have my special collector's edition for the 30th anniversary DVD. Dude, I just love the packaging. And I picked up the 2014 restoration. And I also have this collection on Steelbook. So the new 4K UHD of Rocky is based on that 2014 restoration. So you're getting a sharper image. And what I noticed this time was a lot of the scenes at night really pop off the screen, particularly the one with Rocky walking with Little Marie down the alley.
Screw you, creepo!
The 4K UHD disc, though, and the HDR provide a lot more detail, a lot more color bouncing. I'm giving this picture quality of Rocky an A. The sound is the same 5.1 mix from previous Blu-rays. So let's move on to Rocky 2, which marks Stallone's second time behind camera directing. He did Paradise Alley in between the first Rocky and the second Rocky. Now, I will say Rocky 2 on 4K with the HDR looks like a tremendous upgrade compared to the Blu-ray. A lot of the dirt and debris is gone here, and I'm not sure where the source is. Is it original camera negative? Is it an up-res? Totally not sure, so I don't want to give any inaccurate information, but it's definitely an improvement. I'm giving the picture quality a solid B+. The sound is 5.1, same as the Blu-ray. Now we went to Rocky 3, which is very similar looking to Rocky 2. I don't know if it's an up-res or camera negative. I noticed the HDR quite a bit in Rocky 3 as far as reds and yellows. It is a vast difference between the Blu-ray going up to the 4K. So I'm giving, as well as Rocky 2, I'm giving Rocky 3 a B+ for picture quality, and also has a boasts the 5.1 sound mix. Now let's move on to one that's interesting and also disappointing, because Rocky 4, both cuts, the theatrical and director, on the same disc. 4 theatrical cut, giving it a B+ picture quality, very similar to 2 and 3. So again, I don't know if it's an up-res, a camera negative, 5.1 sound mix. Now Rocky vs. Draco, Rocky 4 director's cut by Stallone, which came out a couple years ago, now arrives on disc, and man, it's vastly improved. It's probably the most stunning as far as the HDR, the improvements to the color grading, a new aspect ratio of 2:3:9, and you can tell this was in a camera negative restoration. You know, I was blown away by several of the scenes that were added in. I mean, that provided character development for Adrian, gave you more motivation to kind of see where Apollo was coming from. The fight with Drago and Apollo has a little bit of his way in early on, and it's not a complete demolition like it is in the theatrical. No robot, sorry Polly, so Polly's role is a little short. Then you have the cool montages again, where Stallone has changed the previous footage to black and white. I had a great time seeing it in theaters, and I'm glad I have it on discs now, and I think it's a brand new experience. I like both cuts for different reasons. I like the MTV cut of the theatrical. The director's cut is more of a grounded, re-edited in a way. You're kind of observing a fight rather than a bunch of montages. I have to give Rocky IV director's cut, Drago vs. Rocky, picture quality an A. I thought it stands up there with the first one on 4K UHD. It has a 5.1, but I thought it was a deeper sound. I don't know. I know he got rid of a lot of the quirky sound effects. You can really feel the thunder when Drago hits Rocky, and likewise when Rocky fights back. You can really hear the punches and feel them. Special features on this Knockout Collection, I thought it was just really lackluster. All the special features from Rocky ported onto this disc. Nothing from 2 and 3, and you're getting the behind-the-scenes director's cut documentary that you can YouTube right now and watch for free. That's on this disc. Not a lot. I'm giving the special features a C-. So overall, you know, I'm satisfied with the way the movies look, and I'm really disappointed with the packaging. So let me know in the comments, are you guys sold more that I've gone over, like, the picture quality and what I thought of it? Or are you going to hold off on this one? Are you going to be like me? I'm going to go get a refund. We're not getting what we deserve. I hope that we get an awesome pack of all 6 movies on 4K UHD and an awesome collectible case, not a slipcover, essentially. So, anyways, thanks for watching. This has been Return of the Disc. I'm Dan. For more Return of the Disc, visit returnofthedisc.com. Check out the audio version of today's show, available on all major podcast platforms. And be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel,